In this bulletin, the UN warns countries should prepare to house millions of climate change refugees. Jailed academic Kylie Moore-Gilbert claims she rejected Iran's offer to become a spy. And in tennis, defending champion Naomi Osaka reaches the third round of the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees says those fleeing their country as a result of climate change must be treated by recipient countries as refugees. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says governments need to follow the findings of a landmark ruling made on Monday by the UN Human Rights Committee. The case involves Ioane Tissiotta from the Pacific nation of Kiribati, who was deported from New Zealand and became known as the world's first climate refugee. Mr. Grandi says the world needs to prepare for millions of people being driven from their homes because of climate change.
Well, sometimes it's slow onset of climate change, like rising seas, like the case in question. In other cases, it will be natural disaster accelerated by climate change. And then we should not forget that people on the move themselves have an impact on environment, cutting wood, polluting areas. So we must look at all the different angles.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has downplayed the contribution of climate change to the Australian bushfires, telling a US audience he believes the link between extreme weather events and carbon emissions has become a religious dogma for many people. Abbott, who serves as a volunteer firefighter in New South Wales, made the remarks in a speech to the Conservative Heritage Foundation think tank in Washington. He says the duration of the current bushfire season may be the longest in Australian history, but past seasons have claimed more lives and burnt bigger areas of bushland.
I'm not one of those people who sees the current bushfires as confirmation of all we've ever feared about the changing climate. I see the current bushfires as the sort of thing that we are always going to be prone to in a country such as ours, a land of droughts and flooding rains, as the poet said all those years back.
An Australian-British academic jailed in Iran for espionage says she rejected Iran's offer to work as a spy. Kylie Moore-Gilbert makes the claims in letters smuggled out of prison and published in British media. She is serving a 10-year sentence for espionage charges, which she has rejected. In her letter, Ms. Moore-Gilbert wrote that the first 10 months she spent in an isolated wing of Tehran's Evin prison had gravely damaged her mental health. A spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs Department says the Foreign Minister is continuing to work on Ms. Moore-Gilbert's release as a high priority. The Prime Minister says Australians should be alert but not alarmed about the deadly coronavirus. A number of Australians have been tested for the deadly coronavirus, which has led to 6 deaths in China. Cases have also now been reported in Australia, Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the United States. A Brisbane man has been released from isolation after showing no ongoing symptoms. The results of his tests are expected in coming days. An infectious diseases physician at the Royal Melbourne Hospital, Irani Thevarajan, says it is important people don't panic.
All of us are really aware of this, of the potential consequences of the virus. We're also mindful that the Lunar Festival is upon us in a few days. There's a lot of conversation that is occurring amongst the medical professionals, but there's also a lot of conversations that are occurring amongst the public health authorities. The Department of Health have very active surveillance, active involvement in hospitals. And so the level of preparedness is increasing to a level to be able to try and respond to what's happening with this outbreak.
In tennis, defending champion Naomi Osaka has overcome a mid-match wobble to advance to the third round of the Australian Open with a straight sets win over China's Zheng Saisai. The world number 4's 6-2, 6-4 victory sets up a potential third round showdown with American teen sensation Coco Gauff. Osaka admits she did get frustrated by hitting a number of balls too long in the windy conditions at Melbourne Park.
I got really fired up when she was up 4 and people started clapping more, so I guess that's probably the best part of the game. for the drama, to be honest, I think. Like, I was complaining over here, and then I was almost, like, throwing my racket over there. I didn't, though. But then, it worked out. So, like, I know I've been in this position on this court before, and I had to play a third set. So I was just thinking I really don't want to play a third set this time.
And now we'll look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloud clearing, 27. Adelaide, a possible shower, wind easing, 22. Melbourne, rain clearing, 21. Hobart, similar conditions, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, becoming windy, 33. Wollongong, hot, becoming windy, 38. Sydney, much the same and 40. Newcastle, also 40. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a storm likely and showers, 30. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.